As they did before a Senate committee on Tuesday, Paulson and Bernanke urged members of the House to swiftly enact legislation for a rescue plan that would cost American taxpayers an estimated $700 billion. Ahead of President Bush's expected Wednesday address to the nation on the matter, Treasury Secretary Paulson told the House Financial Services Committee that decisive action is needed and warned of the danger of delay.
We must do so in order to avoid a continuing serial of financial institution failures and frozen credit markets that threaten American families' financial well-being, the viability of businesses both small and large, and the very health of our economy.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told the committee the U.S. economy would suffer a major setback if the rescue plan is not implemented.
If financial conditions fail to improve for a protracted period, the implications for the broader economy could be quite adverse.
Lawmakers continue to work on revisions to a White House proposal to produce a bipartisan bill that would allow the government to buy devalued assets from troubled financial firms and banks. Democrats and Republicans have pressed Paulson and Bernanke for specifics about how such purchases would occur and how the worth of the assets would be assessed, insisting on more oversight and taxpayer protections. Saying he is not looking for extraordinary power, Paulson maintained that the $700 billion eventually would be repaid to the government.
This is not an expenditure in a traditional sense. It is not an outlay. It's purchasing assets, and we believe that when those assets are sold, the money comes back to the government, to the taxpayer.
Lawmakers from both major parties want substantial changes to the proposed bailout. The Bush administration agreed to one of those on Wednesday. Citing public anger about high corporate salaries, Paulson said he agreed on the need to limit pay for Wall Street executives whose companies could benefit from the government rescue as long as it would not impede the effectiveness of the program. California Democrat Brad Sherman called for the creation of a powerful board to co-approve Treasury Department asset purchases.
What we need is a co-signer, somebody sitting there saying you can or cannot engage in that transaction.
Democratic and Republican lawmakers cited their constituents' fears about the bailout plan. Here is Republican Representative Deborah Price of Ohio.
One thing we as politicians know, you can't make a move this large without the consent of the American people, and we don't have it yet.
Late Wednesday, Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd told reporters no deal has been struck yet, but he said progress continues to be made.
We're not there yet, I'll tell you that, but we're getting there, and there's a good possibility we will get there over the next day or so. I realize speed is important, but I think my colleagues are also far more concerned about getting this right, and that's our intention and our goal.
The financial crisis produced an unexpected development in the U.S. presidential race Wednesday as Republican candidate Senator John McCain announced he had suspended his campaign and called for postponement of the first presidential debate with his Democratic opponent Senator Barack Obama on Friday. McCain said he'll return to Washington Thursday to work on a solution to the financial crisis. Obama rejected McCain's proposal to delay Friday's presidential debate. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said Wednesday the debate should go forward, suggesting Senator McCain's move was, in Reid's words, an effort to boost McCain's failing campaign. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.